The last time I got a chance to see Jack was in the hospital 2 days ago. Before I went to see him, came to the waiting room. And there I saw a family that was totally intact. There was a sense of concern, but there was a sense of peace in our really whole room. I spent about an hour together. I think that's probably the best tribute you can say for a person that's been to a person. Is that they succeeded in building a family. A family that is very connected, a family that has sports different personalities, different styles. The family, and walking through that room, wasn't a bunch of individuals there. We were concerned about one person, it's a real family. And yesterday when we spoke too, there's a sense of tremendous peace that powers over your family. And that's perhaps the biggest credit we can give to Jack, that along with Stella, even though obviously he has strong definitive personalities, lots of principles and ideas and opinions, he was able to create that unity that expressed itself in the stories that we heard about Sunday morning breakfast, about calling home 3 in the afternoon from work. Stella was working, she was doing the shopping, but Jack called home dad. Randy washed potatoes or swapped off potatoes or whatever it was. He was giving directions from work. He was thinking about produce, potato being fine. And the other theme that came out in the conversations we had is that even though objectively the Eskenazis were particularly wealthy, no one ever felt as if they were lacking anything. And this recalled the famous rabbinic saying, which is, Ezo Ashir, who is wealthy, somebody is happy with his lot. And we don't have to look around too far in our Western society to look at people who are sometimes well-to-do, but lack the relationships that really are ultimately meaningful for a person. And so whatever resources Jack had, whatever he and Stella earned, was all towards the family, because they understood that true wealth is building that family and creating those relationships, and it's intent in itself as well. Jack was a very positive person who did not complain. I visited him on a number of occasions, probably during his weakest moments, and I could see that he was suffering tremendously. They didn't talk about it. It wasn't about him. The whole life wasn't about him. It was about other people. And I think that manifests itself most clearly in when I told a couple of people when I first heard that Jack passed. I said, Jack asked if Eskenazi passed away, and he said, who? I said, Beanie. I said, oh, Beanie, I didn't know the name of Jack. Now, when a person is known by their nickname, that means the name of endearment is that which really characterizes them and really captures who they were. So a person is known by their nickname. It means that they've gone really beyond call of duty in establishing relationships which earned them that nickname. The nickname apparently was tied to the fact that when Jack was younger, he was thin as a beanpole. And that hence the name Beanie. And it stuck with him. I was trying to think of another quality that I could highlight in my eulogy for Jack. And I thought of the expression, which my Rav Talmud in Tractate Kitzvot says that a person should always be integrated with other people. The Rav needs to be mixed in or integrated with other people. And the word they use in Briot doesn't say Jews. It doesn't say Jewish community, that or family, that's important. But beyond the Jewish community, beyond the Jewish community, there's a broader community, beyond family, there's a sense of mankind. His approach to be connected to people. So I wanted to try to look at the stories that were told and see if I could verify that. And of course it connects to his welcoming his kids, friends, Sunday morning breakfast. He would talk to everybody on their own level. That's a sign of a great person. They don't push their own agenda when they're speaking to other people. They try to relate to the person where they're at, where that person is at, and not really have conversations around them as the speaker, but as the listener, the one who listens. Then I went to the Spartan brothers and cemetery plot directory. And I found Jack's parents' headstone. And I was astonished to see that on his dad's headstone, it says, Hayashish Potifar Hayashish and his father, Rafael Ashkenazi. Here's Perry, the elder, the honorable elder, Rafael Ashkenazi, the Urabi Mukhyot, who's connected to people. The exact expression that I cited in the Gemara in Ketubot is engraved on his father's headstone. Av Nehmad, a pleasant father. Val Nehmad, a trustworthy husband. The apple is more far from the tree. It's education, it's DNA, whatever you want to call it. Jack was connected to people. He built his family, he built his career, his personality, his relationships, his friendships. The piece that covers over the Ashkenazi family in a time of sorrow is the great accomplishment of his father, his husband, his grandfather, and great grandfather.